Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. Really excited for this podcast today because I think it's super important to understand this principle. We're going to be talking about a mentor and do you need a mentor, but more specifically, what you should be looking for in someone who is a mentor. Now, I, in the past year, have definitely fallen into the trap of, I would say, looking up to a lot of different people and trying to follow a lot of different people. And I came to terms pretty quickly with the realization that I needed to narrow down my focus and narrow down those who I considered mentors. Because if you don't, what ends up happening is you just basically set yourself up for failure and you set yourself up for confusion. And those are things you don't want to have. So let me run through quickly just a list of a few things that you'll want to consider when choosing a mentor. Thanks to John Davis. He actually touched on this in a YouTube video today and kind of got my head spinning. And I was thinking about stuff he was saying and thinking of other things that I thought of. Now, first off, can the person that you're choosing as a mentor, can they guide you to your goals? I think this is a two-part question. One, have they achieved success themselves? It's super important because there's a lot of people, it's the whole fake it till you make it thing, and to a degree I believe that, but at the same time, people have to be upfront and they should be upfront and be like, look, and I'll be upfront right now, I'm trying to learn this process of affiliate marketing, of passive income. I'm having some success. I have a long way to go, and so I wouldn't specifically have someone say, Ben Arkell's my mentor. I can be your friend, I can be in a mastermind with you, I can help you out, but I wouldn't want to follow myself based on the results I've had yet. Does that make sense? And so being completely honest and frank, you should follow somebody who's been there, done that, okay? I've been there, done that with certain things where I've created blogs that bring in, four figures a month. And affiliate marketing, still trying to figure out the whole passive income. I have money coming in, but I don't have the six figures a month. That's what I want. So if you want six figures a month, you choose a mentor who's making six figures a month. At the same time, you also want to have a mentor that can guide you to basically make your own decisions. Not everybody who has achieved success can coach. James Smiley and Colton Cottinger, they're two of my coaches, and James stresses this all the time. He's like, just because you can do something doesn't mean you can coach someone to do it. So that's pretty important stuff to start with is, can this person guide you to your goals? Have they achieved the success? And can they communicate that effectively with you, help you work through your problems and your issues? Because they might have achieved success in one way and you might want to go a different way. If they can't guide you in that, then it's just a waste of your time. Now, secondly, this one's really important to me, super important, and it's, do they have the same values as you? There's two people that I look up to that have achieved a lot of success in affiliate marketing. One of them, he's a family guy. He doesn't work on Sundays, goes to church, just kind of quiet, likes to stay back and travel with his wife and his daughter, and actually they just had their second kid. And I can relate with that. I have six kids, I have a wife, I like to be with them. And there's another guy I look up to, and he had a recent trip to a different location and was posting pictures of scantily clad women and just partying and alcohol, and that's just not me, right? That's not what I value. That's not part of my belief system, and there's no judgment towards him. Like, he has the ability to live the life that he wants, but our goals and values just aren't aligned. And so it's a lot easier for me to follow someone who has the same values I do. Similarly, I've actually kind of in a quandary because one of the things that I'm one of the products I'm marketing, they just kind of changed all their videos. They have like one video now and there's like profanity in it, and I don't love profanity, right? And so I'm kind of conflicted, like, I don't want to be sending people to this video where there's just profanity. And so it's good to have a mentor and products that align with your values. That way there's no conflict. The last thing I want to say on this mentorship and how to choose one is do they align with, I think this is super important, not only values, but also personality. Because someone can align with you from a value system, but personalities can be completely different, and that can completely impact, you know, how things go moving forward, especially if you're trying to follow in someone's footsteps because they've achieved something you want. For example, so when I was going to college, I'd been there a couple of years, had switched my major like 3 or 4 times, and it got to the point where my university told me, you can't switch your major anymore. I was done. So I went to Brigham Young University, and they're like, look, we got a lot of people who want to be coming into our school. We need room for people who want to come in. You can't change again. So I was talking to my brother, like, this is my last chance to, like, make a switch. My brother-in-law, I'm like, what should I do? He's like, hey, man, just get a degree and you'll be able to get any job. It doesn't matter. Just get a sociology degree. It's the quickest way out, and you can get a job doing anything. So that would have been great advice if I was like him, if I had the same personality as he did. So he's a really strong-willed personality, not afraid of conflict, super good at sales. That's not me. I'm not a salesy guy. I'm kind of more introverted. I don't like conflict, okay? And so I took his advice, but it was horrible advice because then coming out of college, I wasn't looking for a sales job, had no desire to knock door to door, no desire to sell someone else's product, nor the ability to do so. And the reason, the advice was good for somebody else, but it wasn't for me. So when you're choosing a mentor, pick somebody who has a similar personality, and they can help you because you can kind of do the things that they're doing. So some people might want to be stretched and might want to be, exposed to new ways of thinking, and that's great. If you want that, great. But for me, I like to follow. So one of the guys I follow is named Spencer Meekham because he's kind of an introverted guy like me. He kind of does stuff behind the scenes with, with SEO and YouTube videos and, Google ads and stuff like that, where he's not out like doing Facebook lives every day and in people's faces and trying to lead this big, huge tribe and having everyone be, he's not like so flamboyant, okay? So here's what I would recommend you do. Think of your personality, think who you are, what do you like to do, what are your values, what's important that you can, what's important in somebody who would mentor you. You don't want to have those conflicts. And then can this mentor lead you where you want to go? Are they where you want to be? And if they are, can they show you how to get there and help you kind of navigate your own course? Okay, guys, this is Ben Arkell. Once again, passiveautomation.com. On that website, you can learn a lot about affiliate marketing, passive income. There's a lot of great resources, a lot of great tools, a lot of product demos for stuff like ClickFunnels, ActiveCampaign, Chirp, which is like a text software. I'm trying to provide a lot of resources to help you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, ben@passiveautomation.com. And I'll leave a link in the bottom to my number one recommendation for starting a business online. It's a Legendary Marketer 15-Day Business Challenge. Really incredible. Highly suggest that you take that, learn from it, and we will talk to you on the next podcast.